Hello.
Oh, hey, Alonzo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling me back. Now, we were talking
course.
The other day and got disconnected. You saying, Tina, about that pay-per-click and the sponsored thing that's going to be by the ad?
Yep, the ones that show in the top three are usually the pay-per-click or the sponsored ads, right, which is the same thing, AdWords, if you will. And I think when you tried it before, you had it set as a radius, and that eats up the budget too quickly. So what I recommend is, let's say that you have some Beverly Hills-type areas that you know that you want to target, or some high-end areas, or areas that you just do work in, you know, that maybe are not getting that type of a reach on the maps, you can give us, you know, and I always say give us like 5 or 7 targeted areas. And then if you run those ads, we would put them up exclusively in those areas. That way you get more bang for your buck out of what you're paying, right? Because the $300 budget, which is the minimum to run Google ads, gives you a daily cap at about $9 a day. So let's say that you say, oh, I want a 50-mile radius. You can have that, but what happens is your ads go up in the morning, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But because you're in such a large radius, once people start clicking on you and you exceed that $9 budget, you would rotate off and someone else rotates on. So that's why I think you'd be much better off to just think of some targeted areas and do the ads, but only exclusively in those areas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So because they click on me, that don't necessarily mean that they're going to call me, right?
Right. So the Google Ads is a pay-per-click program, and the Google Guaranteed, which you already have running, is a pay-per-lead program. So the clicks are much, much more affordable. You know, let's say the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. But as you know, your Google...
I didn't mean to cut you off. How much is it per click right now?
Every keyword in every area and every category is different. So, you know, sometimes clicks are 25 cents. I've seen them go up to $50 for a click, but not in your industry. That would be for a criminal defense attorney. That's the highest, you know, pay-per-click rate out there. But, you know, they're definitely a lot more affordable because I see your lead fees are about $33.77 each on the Google Guaranteed. So you would get a lot more clicks out of $33.77 and probably talk to even more people than, you know, if you just did it, you know, with the Google Guaranteed. So this is a great enhancement to use together with that program. You know what I mean? Because then you're getting a volume of people calling from the pay-per-click section, and you're also getting a volume of people calling from the pay-per-lead program. And the ones that call you off the local SEO, which is on the maps, that's all inclusive. So you kind of get the best of all three worlds with that. You know what I mean?
So how long does it take to get it up and running?
We say under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up and running in 3 days before on a special request. So let's say that you're like, oh, Tina, you know, this is my hot season. I don't want to wait 2 weeks. I can definitely give them the special request, and they would get it up there quicker than that.
Okay, let's give it a shot and see what it do. You need some zip codes to...
Please, yes. I want to get some zip codes so I can send the note over to them to start the campaign. And then also I will target those areas. Real quick, let me create the invoice for it just so that we can do the payment. And then I can go back and send them some notes to get it started. So let's just
You said it's about 25 cents a click.
No, I've seen them be 25 cents all the way up to $50. Every click in every area is different, right? So what we'll do is we'll set that $9 a day budget. And the one thing that you'll like about doing it through us is that our technicians can see which keywords are the most cost effective and creating the highest revenue return. So let's say that they're setting this up and we see that there's a keyword that would be, you know, $3 for the click, and then they see the other one is only $1 for the click, but it's getting better results. So they're going to put you in the keywords that are cost effective that give you the better results, right? So that's the nice thing is because we're premier partnered to Google, we can see all that.
Okay, so is anybody else in the tree business doing this campaign right now?
There's probably a lot of people doing it. Let me look here. I'll do tree service just in your zip code just to see. 48213. Yeah, I see now. Carlos Contracting, Junior Tree Service, and Stump Brothers. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are just the ones that haven't rotated off for today. So it's not to say that they're the only ones, but they're the ones that, you know, haven't reached their, you know, cap yet. So they're still showing right now.
So we are with, okay, I see Carlos. How do you know that he's pay per click? What's by his ad that can tell you that?
Because it says sponsored next to it.
Oh, I don't see it. I'm not seeing it on my email.
Oh, you don't see that? Oh, interesting. Yeah, mine says sponsored next to those ones, so that's where I can see it. So
if I'm pay per click as well, then I'll just rotate with those guys.
Exactly. You'll rotate with those guys, depending on what your budget is. And another cool thing about the pay-per-click ads is that you can choose the times of day that you want them to run. So you know how I said every morning your ads go up in all the areas, that's free, you don't pay anything for it. But let's say our technicians are setting it up and they say, you know, Tina, we see that the highest revenue return is coming from 4 to 6 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, or it's coming from 10 to noon on Saturdays. They can advise you and say, okay, if it were me, I think you should run the ads during these specific hours because that's where it's also getting a better impact, you know? So they can see all of that data when they set it up.
Okay, let's give it a shot and see what it do.
Yeah, that's the nice thing is it's month to month, so you can always make adjustments. If you like it, you can increase the budget. If you don't like it, you can pause it or take it off altogether. But I say it's always good to try it the way that I'm recommending targeting because that's where you're going to get the highest revenue return. So do you want me to charge the Google ad budget on the same card that we have ending in 9808?
Yeah.
Okay. I really love how the last year or so you've been ramping up your marketing. You're really trying to grow your business. I can tell, huh?
Yeah, right now I'm drowning, Tina. The season is running out. I'm getting little to no calls. I'm getting pretty desperate here. So hopefully this will work.
Yeah, so I can even have them put a special offer on there, too. Like, you know, for the best end of the summer special, call Al's Tree Service now or something like that, and then you can be creative and make that special whatever you want. But sometimes it's good to have like an offer or a call to action just so that you're setting, you know, standing out. So I can tell them that, you know, things are really tight right now and try to incorporate a special offer on the ads. Now, I got an error message on the card. It says insufficient funds. Do you have to make a transfer or something, or should we try it on another card?
Trying to think. Can you wait 45 minutes and then go ahead and run it? Hold on 1 second, Tina.
Yes.